CNIC Instruction 5530.14 Alpha, Commander Navy Installation Command Ashore Protection Program, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. What is the primary focus of the Navy Region and Installation Protection Program? Force Protection Line of Effort. 2. Who has the overall responsibility for the administration of all continental United States Navy Region and Installation Protection Programs? CNIC Operations Officer. 3. Who is responsible for providing the policy, guidance, structure, resourcing, and assignment of responsibilities for the comprehensive protection capabilities at Navy regions and installations? N3AT, November 3, Alpha Tango. 4. Who serves as the principal point of contact for the regional protection programs? N3AT, November 3, Alpha Tango. 5. Who is the Chief of Naval Operations Executive Agent for FP in the U.S. NORTHCOM AOR? USFF, Uniform Sierra Foxtrot Foxtrot. 6. What provides support and coordination to Navy component and fleet commanders and exercises ADCON over REGCOMS? CNIC, Charlie November, India Charlie. 7. What exercise OPCON over the REGCOMS within the assigned GCC AORs? NCCs, November Charlie Charlies. 8. Who is the ISIC for all COs within their region? REGCOM. 9. How often must COs conduct protection program self-assessments? Annually. 10. Who serves as the commander's representative on all regional protection programs on behalf of the regional operations officer and provides day-to-day leadership and management of regional protection programs? RSO, Romeo Sierra Oscar. 11. The REGCOM must ensure that an ATO responsible to the REGCOM for AT requirements is assigned in writing per which reference? OPNAV Instruction 3300.53 Charlie. 12. Which reference requires commanding officers to designate an ISO in writing? OPNAV Instruction 5530.14 Echo. 13. Which month of each year must a consolidated list of all restricted areas aboard the installation be provided to the CNIC via the REGCOM? April. 14. Who serves as the CO's representative on all installation protection programs? ISO, India Sierra Oscar. 15. OPNAV Instruction 3400.12 categorizes ROC level classifications as levels 1 through what? 5. 16. How many different categories do changes to current ROC levels fall into? 2. 17. How often should routine ROC level change requests be submitted by the CO via the REGCOM? Annually. 18. In accordance with which reference must the Navy size and locate its ashore infrastructure to ensure CNIC's vision for the future? SECNAV Manual 5214.1. 19. How often must REGCOMs conduct reviews of each installation within their region and provide recommendations for modifications of ROC levels to their operational commander? Annually. 20. In support of CNIC efforts to enhance linkage between shore readiness and fleet readiness, what must installations report readiness in? DRRS-N, Delta Romeo Romeo Sierra-November. 21. Which type of data is defined as data regarding personnel, equipment, supplies, training, ordnance, and facilities? Resource. 22. Which reference are NMET tasks developed IAW? SECNAV Manual 5210.1. 23. How long must all AT exercise documentation be maintained for to ensure that lessons learned are incorporated? 2 years. 24. How often must all personnel assigned to CNIC shore activities receive documented all-hazards awareness training? Annually. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.